Hi, everyone. It's Donna Fox here. Looking forward to talking to you tonight about the Akashic Records. See, you know, we've been doing this for going on 3 years, isn't it? No, actually going on 4 years. So Akashic Wisdom is a show about the Akashic Records. And the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, every word, and every deed are registered in the Akasha, in the Akashic Records energy, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. And so when we talk to you, or I've already opened up the Akashic Records, and I am in that energy now. If you were sitting across from me, you would see that my eyes are wide open. I'm in full personality. And it's very conscious. It's very grounded work. And so what's important for you to understand is the way I open the Akashic Records is with a specific sacred prayer. And the prayer itself is a vibrational key. And that vibrational key shifts the energy to make the information accessible. When I do individual consultations off the air, so if somebody were to call me for a half an hour or an hour or an hour and a half consultation, just one-on-one, I do that via the telephone, and I also do that in person if you live in the Cleveland area, because I live in Cleveland, Ohio. And so sometimes people drive really a far way just to do a consultation with me, which is fine. But I've done consultations on the phone with people from London, England, from Dubai, from British Columbia, from Canada, and all over, and actually all over the United States. So it works whether you're on the telephone or you're in person. And so when you call in for tonight, and I hope you do, because your calls are what make this program interesting and exciting. It's the answers that the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records give you. That's great. And if you can email me your current legal name, I can actually go deeper into the records. You can email me a question or your current legal name when you're talking to me at my personal email address, which is info, I-N-F-O, at akashicwisdom.com, just like the program name. Info, I-N-F-O, at akashicwisdom.com. Or you can call me here at BBS Radio at 415-762-1161 to be on the air. So who knows what's going to what you're going to call and talk about tonight? It's a wonderful mix. It's a wonderful evening when people call in and ask lots of questions. Now, interestingly enough, when I opened the records to find out what we're going to start out talking with, we don't always end up talking about the same things we start out with. But when I opened the records just a little bit ago, what they wanted to talk about was love. What they want to talk about is ascension. They want to talk about procrastination. They want to talk about self-worth. They want to talk about prosperity. They want to talk to anyone who is having a block to being all that they can be. And what many people are concerned about is, are they living their life's purpose? And there's so many out there that are thinking that if only I lived my life purpose, then I would be wealthy, and then I would have all that I could possibly have. And that they feel that if they're not living their life purpose, they're doing something wrong. And what's important for you to understand is, just because you are in a situation of financial challenge doesn't necessarily mean you're not working your life's purpose. The reason that's important for you to understand is that there may be other underlying core issues that are blocking you or that have to be cleared in order for that dollars, if you will, to come forward. Now, the key to finding out or to realizing whether or not you're working and you're in the energy of your life purpose is how much joy you feel for your work. That joy that you feel for your work is very important. And the joy that you feel is basically like you're the biggest clue that you're really on task. So if you're working at a job that you absolutely hate, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that you're not living your purpose, right? But if you're in a situation where you absolutely love what you're doing, but you're not making any money, then what we need to do is figure out how you can make money living your life's purpose. Or find out what's blocking you from bringing forth the dollars. And we're all working on that. And I've got to tell you that anyone that was working on prosperity before, there's energies around the planet now that are opening us all up. Creativity is starting to abound. I mean, not that it ever stopped, but what I'm noticing is that there is a clearing going on and an awakening happening that is, it's like a hello from heaven. And so it's really important that you move into what you consider to be your intuitive edge to really get clear about what it is that you want to know from your heart, from your own personal guidance, your own spirit guide or guides. And so that's the type of work that working with the Akashic Records can help you with. Although this is not intuitive work. So in other words, like when I work with you either on the telephone here on the air or on an individual consultation, I'm not coming from an intuitive place. I'm not coming from my third eye, and I'm not coming from my solar plexus, my gut feeling. I'm not interpreting anything. I'm coming from my heart. And when I say the prayer, it expands my heart energy and my crown chakra. And when those energies are expanded, there's also some type of, it's an alignment that happens. It's an expansion and an alignment that hooks me up, hooks my energy field up with the information and makes it more accessible. So that's the whole point of working with the Akashic Records because of the deep insight. But tonight we had a few subjects we were going to talk about. So let's talk a little bit about procrastination. And before, I'm not going to procrastinate on this one. I want to just talk to you. I want to just mention that for those people who are interested in learning how to work with their own Akashic Records, there's a June class, and I'm talking about classes I'm teaching now. There's a workshop coming up in Cleveland, June 11th, 12th, and 13th. That's at level one. The hours are a little bit different because Friday evening, Saturday morning, and then all day Sunday, actually from 1 to 6 on Sunday. So, but call me on my personal line at 216-691-1233, and I can give you more information. Or, you can email me, and I will email you these dates. Now, if you're going to be in the Northern California area, or actually, not Northern, excuse me, Southern California area, I'm going to be in San Diego in June, end of June. And if you'd like to learn how to access your level one, access your records, then that's going to be on the 26th and 27th. That's June 26th and 27th in San Diego. Or for those in the Portland, Oregon area, I'm also going to be doing a level one in Portland, Oregon on July 10th and 11th. So you've got your choice of Cleveland, San Diego, or Portland right now. to learn how to access your Akashic Records and learn how to work with that Akashic Record energy in every area of your life. Now, for those of you out there that are interested in a level two, that's going to be happening in San Diego, also at the end of June on 25th, 26th, and 27th. I'm doing a level one and a level two on those days. So that's for two different people. The prerequisite of level two is a level one. And also in Cleveland in July. Level two, Cleveland, July 16th, 17th, and 18th. So I think I've got all your dates out there for you. And I'm on Facebook. If you look me up, you can Facebook me. I'm on Twitter. You can Twitter me. Although I really don't go up on those very often. I'll tell you, you know, sometimes I have to say that going up on Twitter and Facebook is interesting. And you know, people tell me that it's great for business and it's great to keep in contact with people and all that. I somehow have a feeling, though, that I don't know, it's like, you know, years ago there was a book written called 1984. And in this book, 1984, it said that the government would be watching everyone. Well, you know, folks, we don't have to have the government watching everyone. We've created the networking so we watch ourselves. And so anytime an employer or the government or anybody else wants to tune in to see who you are, and where you're going and where you've been, all they have to do is log in to your Facebook, huh? So that's kind of an interesting way of looking at it, I suppose, and I hope that doesn't offend anyone, but I sometimes feel that that we have created what we feared the most. That's my take on Facebook and Twitter. Although I go up there and I have Twitter and Facebook accounts, I seem to wonder about what we have created for ourselves as we watch each other, if we've not made it a easy thing for anyone else to watch us as well. Anyway, okay, talk about procrastination. All right, talk about self-love. The interesting thing about what the record keepers, the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Record would like to share with you is there's a lot of people walking around worrying about what they didn't do and are afraid of taking care of what is right in front of them. So what they're saying is that the procrastination that you feel today is actually based on the things you didn't do yesterday or 2 years ago. It's a cumulative thing of feeling, and they're using the words shame and anger, but it's also about afraid of stepping forward. And procrastination, what I'm also hearing, is a form of rebellion. Yeah, and I just have to mention that. I just have to look at the clock right now, and in Cleveland, it's 11:11. So for all those people who watch those numbers, it's 11:11 in Cleveland, or in the Eastern time zone. So I think found that to be rather interesting. Unless my clock is a little bit wrong, which it could be. It might be 2 minutes fast. So between now and 2 minutes from now, because my computer says 11:09, it's going to be 11:11. And the reason I mention that and that my attention was drawn over there is because that 11:11 time frame is built on change. It's when you have, I'm sure that some of you keep being drawn to the same numbers. It's an 11:11, a 4:44, a 3:33. You know, different numbers keep popping up. And it's really important to start noting those numbers and noting when they happen, because when they happen, and what you were thinking. So if you have a little pad of paper with you, notice when you see the numbers, and then notice what you were thinking or what was going on at that time. And then we can talk more about what the numbers mean. So just thought I'd mention that to you. Anyway, back to where they were talking about, procrastination and self-love and shame and all that good stuff. So if there's someone out there that is having a problem with procrastination, I invite you to call in, because this is something we want to talk about, and it's so much easier to talk with you than for me to just talk at you. I know there's a lot of folks out there that just like to listen, but it's so much more, it's more active when you call and ask questions. One of the things that is also coming forward is that this is a time, it's been that way for a while, but it's really moving forward very strongly, where we are all involved in whole body healing. So it's not just spiritual, mental, emotional, but it's also physical, and it's also financial, as you all know. And so the whole body is being involved in clearing and in healing. And when you can identify the areas that hold you back or the issues that you have looked at in your life that need to be cleared, that's what really is important. And the procrastination issue, what I'm hearing in many cases, has come from an experience during childhood where you were afraid it's a perfectionism piece where you were afraid to do your work for fear you would fail. And so therefore, because you didn't want to fail, let's say in your parents' eyes, you put off the pain of that failure until it got to be so big that you had to get it done, and you actually did less than you were capable of. So for those of you who had perfectionist parents, it's really about clearing the issues between you and your parents, or what you took on as a the reason I'm hesitating is because I'm repeating what I'm hearing. It's what, and what I'm also hearing is this is going out to some specific people, and you know who you are. But there are specific areas where you took on issues from your parents that manifested in your field of energy and in your belief system and in your behavior as procrastination. And so it's going to be helpful to you if you can talk to that part of you that is the procrastinator and find out what is the truth around the procrastination. What are you really, and they're not saying just afraid, but what is the issue that you are rebelling against by putting off that which you know to do? So if this is making sense for any of you out there, I really encourage you to give a call in. Let's talk a little bit more about it and dig deeper if you'd like to, and let's see what's happening. And again, that telephone number to call in here is 415-762 1161. Well, today is Memorial Day weekend, and for many years, people have forgotten the real meaning of the reason for the day, a reason for the weekend. Memorial Day weekend is not just for picnics, and it's not just for drinking beer and having a good time. It's to remember those heroes that have fallen for us and protected our country in various situations. Now, I'm not one to promote war, but I am one to promote healing. And so it's important that we send light and love to not only those soldiers who are presently in the armed forces, and really send them a lot of unconditional love. What I'm hearing is, and I'm sure you all know this, they are under such pressure. They are under such stress that it's up to us to really send them as much light and love energy as we can. Very important. And when you see the parades, when you see those parades move forward, and you've got the veterans and some current soldiers there, again, send them lots of light and love and offer them the energy of forgiveness. Because there's so many things that happen when someone is in the armed services that they feel guilty about. And they carry that guilt with them, not just in this lifetime, but that the guilt of war, the guilt of the atrocities of war, is in our DNA. Because there were so many wars for religion or territory, and the DNA that we've come from all carries the warring instinct. And so it's up to us to begin to move forward into a forgiveness aspect. So the warrior that is within you, the soldier that is within you, the soldier or the warrior that participated in killing and in murdering and in warring, that part of you needs to be forgiven. And it's important to embrace that part of you and realize that you don't have to act in an aggressive manner. That the idea is the warring within you. And again, it's not necessarily warring with anyone else, but that DNA of the warrior or the one that wars with, that has participated in wars, can actually move into a space of warring within the person. And so we need to forgive the warrior within us to neutralize that part of us that is warring within us. This is a direct message from the masters, teachers, and loved ones, that when we, as humans, can neutralize the warring, the battling, it's the battling and the warrior within us, we take many strides to creating peace within us by accepting all parts of us. So I want you to think about that for a moment and just consider how the warrior within you has affected your life. And write notes about that. Just start journaling. begin to realize that that warrior within you carries a lot of shame and anger. That's not necessary. It's all done. It's past. But within that DNA, it needs to be neutralized. It needs to be loved. It's very important that you understand that thought is the most powerful force in the universe. We control our lives by the thoughts we have and we carry. I mean, our thoughts are the controlling factor in what we manifest and how we create our lives. And the ideas precede the thing. And then when you couple that with the feelings, we really need to look at our self-talk. We really need to look at how we're dealing with ourselves. The ascension process is one that is very important. But the ascension process cannot even begin until we start clearing our anger and our shame from within us. We cannot ascend if we're not emotionally stable, if we're not emotionally clear. So it's very important that we start working on ourselves to bring forth a divinity of love, a divine love within us. And so I need you to think on that. In fact, I'm going to be speaking at Controversial Bookstore in San Diego on a couple of things. I'm going to be speaking in San Diego at a private home, but I'm happy to give you that address. And this, I'm going to be speaking on June 23rd on the qualities of ascension. And I just need you to RSVP to me. You can call me at 216-691-1233 if you think you're going to come. I'm going to be sponsored in there by Rayon. I know that you know Rayon. I'm going to give you her number if you'd like to register for that at 619-271-9461. As well as I'm going to be at the Controversial Bookstore in San Diego, and I'm going to be talking about expanding your prosperity. I can't wait to hear what the Master Teachers and Loved Ones say about that. And the Controversial Bookstore is located at 3063 University Avenue in San Diego, and the zip code's 92104. And again, you can RSVP to me or the bookstore at 619-296-1560 or to Rayon at 619-271-9461. And the address for the Qualities of Ascension lecture in San Diego is 2005 Via Esmarca Unit 1, and that zip code is 92054. So if you need more information about this, just email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, and I can go ahead and send you that information. But the idea here is again, we're going to be talking a little bit more in depth about the qualities of ascension. But what's really important is for us to realize that we cannot move forward until we're clear. And the other thing is that there's only a piece of us on this planet. You know, there's so much more of us that's off the planet. But the part that's on the planet, in other words, like what I'm saying is higher self, different dimensions. I mean, we're only wired to receive so much. And there's so much more at play that we're not even aware of. But the part of us that is on the planet is the grounded part of us. And that's the part we have to clear to create a knowing. It's almost like a foundation. That's what they're saying. It's a foundation. And that's one of the reasons we came to this planet in this lifetime, was to create the foundation. And that foundation, in turn, helps the planet itself. So, just think on these things. It's almost 11:30, and I really want to talk to somebody. So if you're listening and you've got any questions or you've got any comments, I really want you to give a call in, because pretty soon, if you don't call, I'll just happen to... There's only so much I can talk to myself about, because the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records want to talk to you. But if you're out there and you'd like to talk, you can dial 415-762-1161. Otherwise, it's going to be early night. And if you guys don't call in, then I figure you're not listening. And if you're not listening, then why am I talking? So the idea here is for you to call in, ask your questions, and have a conversation with the masters, teachers, and loved ones. Okay. I haven't left yet. I'm just waiting for the masters, teachers, and loved ones to give me some more information. One of the things that's important with your own work is the aspect of getting it out of your body and journaling it. It's really about moving from the inside to the outside. And I'm sure you've heard of the various journaling techniques, but in clearing an area that no longer serves you, it's going to be important for you to get the anger out as well as the love in. Anger out, love in. And so it's going to be very important for you to go ahead and really write a letter or a statement to those people who you feel ashamed or bitter or angry at, and again, what I'm hearing is I'm speaking to specific people out there that need to be able to get the anger and the shame out of their body. And so what's being recommended is that you start writing individual letters. And again, this is not a new technique. This technique has been around for a long time. But holding that energy in your body is not healthy. And it includes, what they're also saying, it includes you writing a letter to that part of yourself that you feel is blocking you. There's nothing wrong with getting it all out and really having a dialogue with that part of you that seems to sabotage you. And you may find it very interesting that as you start writing, you'll end up getting some responses. Like reasons why, or insight as to what's really holding you back. But it's important also that once you get it out of your body, that you know you do not have to reread that information. Don't reread it, because rereading it is not going to help you. It's only going to re-anchor it for you. One of the questions in your journaling, again, for those people who know how to work with their own records, or they work with their guidance in a regular way, on a regular basis. Questions are coming forth now is, how can I live my best life? What action steps do I need to take to live my best life? what things do I need to neutralize or release to live my best life? How can I manifest, work with, and appreciate and have the awareness of my power within me? These are important journaling questions. Very important journaling questions. One of the things, I failed to mention this in the very beginning, but I really want to dedicate this show to my son, Brian. Brian is going to be 39. It's his birthday tomorrow. And when he was little, my father would take him to the parades, because my father fought in World War II, and he would take him to the parades and tell Brian, that all the parades were for him, that everybody was celebrating his birthday. And Brian would get a big kick out of it when he was a little kid. Of course, he's since learned that's not true, but he loved his grandpa so much, his papa, that was the way. It was just kind of, it was like a little joke that he had, but it was showing, my father was trying to explain to Brian how much he loved him in telling him how everybody was celebrating his birthday. You know, it's interesting about how kids and language shapes their lives when they're younger and when they're older. It's so important that we fill our children with the right kinds of attitudes and the right kinds of images. You know, we as parents, I'll give you an example. I was with some friends who have young children the other night, and we had it was a very nice dinner. We were having a lovely dinner. And what I noticed is the parents were having a few drinks. Nothing wrong with having a few drinks. But then they were going to get in the car and they were going to drive the kids home. Now the kids are old enough to understand that what they're drinking is adult stuff. And eventually those kids are going to realize that adult stuff is liquor. And when the parent says, "I don't want you to drink and drive," the kid's going to say, "But you did." Even though the adult says, "I only had two drinks, I'm really okay," it's the idea that the little kid sees the parent drinking and then driving with the kid in the car. So, we don't think about, it never even occurs to us that we're possibly setting a questionable example for our children, because we don't think there's anything wrong with it. Except when it comes to the time that we want that child to be mature and we want them to take responsibility for their actions. We have to look back at the actions they grew up with. We have to look at how did our words match our deeds, and how or didn't they? We cannot say to them, "Don't do as I did, do as I say," and expect respect later on in life. We have to walk the talk that we want our children to walk. And I don't know why that came up, but that was an important piece to share. And this weekend's a prime example. Kids, everybody's having a picnic, and parents are having a few beers, and everybody's having a good time. And then they're going to get in their car and they're going to drive home. Well, that's just, you've just got to look at what is the responsible thing to do when we're trying to raise our children to be responsible adults. And first, responsible teenagers. if you don't want your kid to drive high, and if you don't want your kid to drive drunk, don't set that example. You know, we especially this prom season. So we really need to take our kids in our arms, let them know what precious cargo they are. In fact, that's one of the things when my kids used to go, I used to say to the boy that was carrying my daughter, you know, in the car, be careful, you've got precious cargo there. And I expect you to be a responsible young man when you've got my daughter with you. And it's not so much that it was corny, you know, it was embarrassed the heck out of my daughter. But the reality is, it's those words. Hopefully, if he'd never heard them before, and hopefully he had heard them, but it's just letting the kid know, and the young man know, that what I expected. And again, that might have meant nothing. It might have just gone over his head. But the fact of the matter is those words were set out in the universe. And somebody heard them and took note. So I just wanted to mention that. Okay, so call me. I want to talk to you. It's 415-762-1161. You want to talk about quantum science or building your business with visualization, which is a lot of fun. Or maybe you just want to talk about how to manifest whatever it is you want in your life, like the law of attraction. We can talk about whatever's in your heart. I know it's a holiday weekend and you're probably out having a good time with your family, but it's either talk or I'm out of here. So I'm going to give it about 5 more minutes. Otherwise, we're going to just end up with music and having a good time that way. So what else do the masters, teachers, and loved ones want you to know now? So now we're going to talk about codependency and how codependency, and I'm sure you've heard about codependency, but codependency is when we give our power away and when we have a loved one that either is in some type of addictive situation and we are enabling them to maintain it. I had a situation where a friend of mine was selling a car, and they had a gal come over, and she was buying the car for her daughter. And the daughter, who was 18, didn't like that car because the parent was buying the car, going to pay for the insurance, and the kid didn't have to do anything but drive it. Hopefully she was going to pay for the gas that went into it. But she didn't like it because it looked like an old person's car. And it was a Camry. It was a Toyota Camry. And so, what are we doing with our kids here that they're going to be so picky about a car they're getting for free? Is that enabling? Is that spoiling? I mean, it's not a specific thing enabling from an addictive point of view. But what is that telling our kids? So when you're talking about codependency, what's important to understand is if you have someone in your home that is an alcoholic or that is hooked on drugs or is a shopaholic, or anyone that has even has food addictions, you have to look at what role are you playing in enabling that person to maintain that addiction. It's not about your fault. It's about you not enabling that person to go on. So codependency is very important because that also adds shame to your life. We're back to that. It also adds anger, and it also adds a feeling of being helpless. and out of control. And all of those feelings need to be to come to some realization or resolution, rather. And so it's really important to take a look at what in your life is causing you to feel that helplessness. And they're circling back to procrastination as a way of somehow, and I don't know how this works exactly, but they're saying is that the procrastination is somehow a way for that person to feel in control, because then they decide when they're going to do it and what they're not going to do. I get that, but the other piece is procrastination creates more shame, because the more you put off doing something you know you need to do, the worse you feel. Yet, if a person, I'm having this conversation with the master's teachers and loved ones while you're listening here, yet if the discipline part within the person has not been elevated or matured or it hasn't been exercised, then the person who does the procrastination is actually in the same boat of being enabled, because they are enabling themselves to maintain that shame. That's very interesting. Because the discipline part has not been exercised, they don't have the ability to say, I'm not going to do this until I do this. And building that muscle takes some time, and it's not easy. It's not easy. So if you're having any of these challenges, give me a call at 415-762-1161. As Frazier would say, I'm listening. I love that program, Frazier. I really do. It's a funny program. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I am out of things to say tonight. I'm feeling talked out. And I don't have any more wise things to say unless there's a question being asked. So I'm going to actually cut this show short. I love you all. I hope you have a great weekend. Next week, we're going to be back, and we're probably going to have a guest. Not sure who that guest is going to be yet, but it'll be a surprise for you. So tune in, and we will give you some more pearls of wisdom. So this is Donna Fox for Akashic Wisdom on BBS Radio saying good night. Have a miracle-filled week. And I close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Show by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. Amen.